how old were you when you won the competition?
I was 16.
Oh, how lovely. Did you play any other instruments besides the piano?
No.
Piano and singing. And you were a soprano.
And then of course, I sang in the Bellevue Presbyterian Church as a, in their choir as the soprano, solo as soprano. And that's about it, I guess. And I taught beginners when I was a young girl, too, on the piano.
I didn't ask you about your schooling. Where did you go to? You went to elementary school where?
In Sharpsburg.
And high school?
Yes, in Sharpsburg.
And did you have any further education then?
No, the rest was devoted entirely to music.
Did you go to Curry College? Is that
yes.
That was your musical school?
I graduated from there.
That was for both voice and piano. I see. And then you taught other students?
Yes, beginners.
How long did you do that?
Oh, I did that for about, during all my single time. I didn't teach after I married. I would say about maybe 4 or 5 years.
I see. What about your husband, Mrs. Clinton? What was his name?
His name was, he was a dentist, Charles Cuban, Dr. Charles Cuban. He was one of the top-notch dentists in the city.
I see. Did you teach your children any of the athletics and the kind of physical things that you did with your father? Did you teach those to your children at all?
My father did.
Oh, did he?
Yes. My father did. And we used to give exhibitions of Indian club swinging and punching the bag and all those athletic things. I remember so well how we would give concerts at the Y, at the Sharpsburg Y.
What about when you go downtown today and you see the way downtown Pittsburgh looks today? How does that contrast to the way it looked when you were a young married woman?
Oh, I think the contrast is quite amazing. It's more city-fied than it was, it was more country-fied, I think. The department stores are so much more up to date and with it.
Betty, is there anything that you think that we didn't cover?
I think maybe we would like to ask Mrs. Cuden her maiden name.
All right.
I think that is would be interesting to know.
Blumenthal.
And your father and mother's name, that would be good to have for the record.
My father's name was Blumenthal.
What was his first name?
Max.
Max Blumenthal. And your mother's name?
Rebecca.
Did you know her maiden name?
Scheuer. S-C-H-E-U-E-R.
Okay, I think that about covers it. Do you, Betty?
I think so, as far as we're concerned, but perhaps Mrs. Cuden would like to tell us anything she thinks we left out, something. What are you proudest of in your life?
Well, I think, unfortunately, my son passed away, but I had As you know Maxine, don't you?
Yes, we do know. I do know Maxine. Went to school. She was a year ahead of me.
Oh, I see.
At Lightman.
Well, I think I had two marvelous children, and of course, the one tragedy of my life was when my son passed away.
And aren't you proud of your musical accomplishments?
Yes, I think it's a nice background
yes.
to have.
Very nice.
Okay, I think that's all then, and I do appreciate you giving us your time and your memories.
Nice of you to take an interest. You know, as you get older, that's lacking sometimes. Interest.
We're almost there too, Mrs.
You'll have to go some.
Not too.
I know how old I am, don't you?
Well, we were told, yes, that you're a good ripe 90.
I'm 93.
93?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be 93 this March.
Well, you are exquisite.
The 20th of March.
You're just beautiful.
Oh, you sure toned up my liver.
You do look absolutely lovely and vital and vibrant, and that's... Well,
I try hard for the sake of Maxine, you know.
This concludes our interview with Mrs. Helen Cuby.